The arts, what a wonderful way to express yourself, to learn and to connect with others. Yet the industry seems to be undervalued constantly. Over the next 4 years, South Australia Arts will see over $30 million in federal, in state budget cuts. However, there will be a new government areas overseeing arts projects. To find out more, we're joined now by Associate Professor at the University of Melbourne, Joe Corst. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So what exactly is happening with the funding situation here with SA Arts?
Well, there's been big changes. The new government has decided that they're going to change the way, not only the way the arts are funded, but also the way the arts are structured. So in July, they announced that they were going to send some arts organisations to other government departments to be administered. And so they've sent the Film Corporation, for instance, and the Film Festival off to the Department of Industry and Skills, and then they've sent all of Youth Arts to the Education Department, and they've also sent the History Trust there. So basically what they're doing is deconstructing the whole art sector in South Australia in a way that is raising all sorts of concerns for both arts organisations and artists.
What will these funding changes mean for the future of the arts industry?
Well, it will certainly mean reduced programmes. All of the North Terrace institutions will be experiencing cuts, and all of the major organisations across the board will be experiencing cuts. But in addition to that, the overseeing body of arts, SA, is going to be cut down and have its staff reduced by 70%. It will just become a kind of advisory body, and its role in making arts grants is going to be given to another body in Premier's department that deals with community grants. The challenge with that is that the peer assessment system, which involves artists and people who've got real knowledge about the arts being involved in the decision making, will also not occur. So there are many issues there that are very problematic for the arts, and it seems a really odd move, actually.
Well, the state treasurer did come out, and when he announced the budget, sort of, that there was a few hundred million dollars of deficit that came along with it. And I guess sometimes arts ends up being sort of first off the chopping block. I mean, do you think that there's an element here, Joe, of arts as a whole being kind of undervalued by the state and not sort of getting the recognition that it deserves as far as the value it provides to our society?
Well, certainly in South Australia, the arts have always played above their weight. From the 70s onwards, the arts have played a role of making South Australia seem like a really significant place. And that was reflected in statements like that South Australia was the Athens of the South, or Adelaide was the Athens of the South. And, of course, there was the number plate saying the Festival State. So the role the arts play in South Australia has been huge in relation to how much money has ever been put into the arts. That's what I think is also not understood, is that the amount of money that goes in is really, really small in comparison with what goes into other sectors. And in terms of how much you get from that contribution by government is enormous. The Fringe Festival is the second largest arts festival in the world after the Edinburgh Fringe. So what actually happens in South Australia in terms of the arts is amazing. That's why it's really extraordinarily odd that the new Liberal government isn't respecting that and valuing that and, in a sense, really making capital out of it. I don't understand.
Joe, do you know of any examples of successful models for state funding in arts?
Well, other states at the moment, I mean, South Australia was the leader. That's what's so odd. South Australia was the leader in terms of the way it funded the arts and treated the arts and valued the arts. But over the last 10, 20 years, all of the other states have followed the lead and are now ahead of us. They've created agencies where they've consolidated all of the different arts and creative sectors into one agency. And they're really showing respect and value for both the arts and creative areas. And that's why it's odd in South Australia that we seem to be doing the opposite. I don't understand it.
So, Joe, the arts is a notoriously difficult industry to kind of crack, especially getting funding for, which is a big part of what SA Arts does. I mean, for people who are trying to kind of get a foot in the door, what kind of advice do you have for them, especially considering these changes from our new Liberal government?
Well, I think the difficulty for many people in the arts in the future will be who do you talk to. ArtsSA has provided a place where people can talk to people who know about the arts and can advise them on what grant programs exist, what fellowships they could apply for. There are all sorts of programs that exist for emerging artists, for mid-career artists, for senior artists. And the individual grants program is excellent. Many artists have said to me that they really value living in South Australia because they have felt respected and valued. And also the environment has allowed them to do their art. So with festivals such as the South Australian Living Artists Festival, which embraces artists from all walks of life and occurs right across the state, you have a real appreciation and engagement with the arts in a way that is unique, I think, in many communities. So I think that it's going to be very challenging for artists in the future because they will not necessarily be able to ring up somebody and say, well, who should I talk to? What should I do?
Well, Joe, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning and having this discussion about what needs to be done with the arts in SA.
Thank you.